Direct from Music City, this is Live from Nashville.
When it comes to fixing fences, riding bulls and drinking beer, well, gimme some young buckaroos, kinda wet behind the ears. Cause salt takes fire in the belly, and it feels a little green. Sometimes piss and vinegar is exactly what you need. But I want old man making my the old boys do. I want some scrappy kid to have my back in the middle of a bar of fight, and a little youth to kind of help sometimes with the girls on a Friday night. When I was but a young man, I was wild and full of fire. At the trips and rocker chicks, well, I'm lucky I'm alive. And I want old men making my whiskey. Well, I want old men singing my blues. And I want old men teaching my horses. It's just some things young men can't do, like the old boys do.
Welcome to Live from Nashville, Tennessee. I'm your host, Gary Holt. Joining me is my much better and prettier half, Mary Kay. Good morning, Mary Kay.
Hey, thanks. Good morning. Wow, that's a good way morning. To start the show with one of my very favorite artists.
Cor Blonde to kick things
that's
off
right.
with his song, Old Men. And, you know, we're going to kind of get a little bit cowboy today.
Mm-hmm. So bring
we've
it.
We've got a lot of Texas connection today. You were born in Texas.
Texas in the house, yes.
I lived in Texas, and our first guest is in Texas and from Texas, and our second guest grew up and is a Texan. So we're going to have a lot of fun visiting with a lot of great guests today. Who are our guests, Mary Kay?
Oh, we've got a great show to lined up, an exciting new artist, first time on our show. Getting a chance to visit with Zach McGinn today. And then we have our second guest, also hailing from the beautiful state of Texas, is Bobby Marquez. And he's going to be talking about a big event coming up that y'all will want to be aware of, especially those of you living here in Nashville. And then we're going to visit a little bit with a girl from Texas. Oh, wait a minute. It's me. We're going to visit with me at the end.
All right.
to talk about a big event.
That's right. That you just left, and that's actually where you met Zach. So we'll talk about the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Awards mm-hmm. that took place in April. But you know, the cicadas are out. 13-year, 17-year cicadas. I finally saw those. I got some pictures. Got some pictures of cicadas out there. And interestingly enough, I have had people sending me recipes for cicadas.
Oh,
so
terrible.
I'm going to share those. I'm going to share those with you, Mary Kay.
So. No, sir.
No cicadas for you, huh? Okay.
No.
All right. Well, listen, we have a great show. We'll talk about cicadas a little bit later and maybe some other things that are coming up. But right now we're going to listen to a great song from Zach McGinn. It's from his album, Cowboy Moon. And we'll be back in just a moment on the campfire on Live from Nashville. I was about to get my shows wrong, Mary Kay. Live from Nashville.
Show, babe.
Got some Red River blues. Need a long stretch of highway and a good pair of walking shoes. Woke up to the sun going down. I come alive at night and you say cocaine and prescription pills been keeping you alive. Lord, I'm just a drifter. Ain't no other way to be. And travel down on some dead end roads, just a blind fool that's learning to see. Look at me, you see trouble. You don't know where I've been. Haven't seen all the things that I've seen. And so I couldn't call you a friend. Moon comes out to light the sky. It's watching over me. Make my way down to that riverside. Let it wash me clean. Lord, I'm just a drifter. Ain't no other way to be. Travel down on some dead end roads, just a blind fool that's learning to see. 'Cause Lord, I'm just a drifter. Ain't no other way to be. Travel down on some dead end roads, just a blind fool learning to see.
Wow. So you guys have a taste of that. You can smell Texas in the air with that beautiful song. We want to welcome our first guest, an exciting new artist coming up. And I'm just going to call it, y'all. I think he's going to be so big, especially in Western music, where we would just welcome him with open arms because he gets it. He gets it. So welcome to our show, Zach McGinn. How are you, Zach?
I am fantastic. You know, I got to sleep in until 6:30 this morning, and then we shipped some calves, and I put out some hay and fed cows, and now I'm getting to talk with you guys. So how are you guys today?
I slept a little bit later than you did, but not Mary Kay. Mary Kay was up early, but I slept a little bit later. Good to have you with us, Zach.
Yeah.
Good to have you with us.
This is what, I was about to say, this is why your music rings authentic. It's because you've got hay in your pockets, my friend.
Oh, yeah.
Down your shirt and in your hair.
Yeah. Got to love those large square alfalfa bales, you know, it gets everywhere.
Yes. Oh, I know.
Well, I'm glad to be on with you guys. Thank you very much for taking some time and allowing me to come on.
We're excited for our audience to be introduced to you. Yeah.
Glad to have you. So you guys, you and Mary Kay actually met at the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum for the Wrangler Awards. And I know what she was doing there. She was a celebrity presenter. And so she was there. How did you happen to be there, Zach?
Well, actually, I had a song off of this record nominated for an award, which I didn't win. But, man, it was my first time to the awards, and it was such an amazing experience. My wife and I were just talking about it the other day, how we kind of just plan on coming back every year just because it was such an awesome thing. It's a great way to experience more Western culture and just be around our kind of people, you know?
Exactly. It's a great gathering of artists who understand Western culture and Western heritage. It's an inclusive bunch of people as well. It really is. After the awards ceremony, I told somebody, I feel like I've been to church.
Same. We met so many phenomenal people that weekend. It was an out-of-this-world experience.
Well, it's pretty cool. And congratulations on your song being nominated. So that's quite an honor.
Thank you very much.
Quite an honor. So I want to take a little bit, because this is the first time you've been on the show, we want to talk a little bit about where you're from and how you got started in music. So I think you're a Texas boy originally, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Born and raised and still here. So I was born in San Angelo, and I lived in Mason all of my childhood, and then now I'm back out close to San Angelo. We're actually in a little town called Sterling City, just between San Angelo and Midland, kind of be the best way to put it.
Yeah.
And then as far as musical stuff, both sides of my family, you know, there's a lot of folks that play multiple different instruments, and so I just kind of grew up around it. Always had an interest in music, starting with my grandparents, you know, listening to old country and Elvis and all that good stuff when I was 4 or 5, kind of my earliest memories. And then I picked up a guitar when I was 10, and I've been annoying people with it ever since.
Gosh, it's funny. I was listening to Charlie McCoy yesterday. He was being interviewed by a friend of ours here in Nashville, Bill Cody. And he started playing the harmonica very, very early. And he said, you know, it hurt everybody's ears. It hurt everybody's ears. The dogs, the cats, his mom and dad. He just kept going. And now I think Charlie's been on, 600, 700 different albums that he's performed on. But anyway, 10 years old is kind of early. Mary Kay didn't start until you were, 39?
39 years old, I was busy having babies.
just a year or two ago.
Yeah, just last year, yeah.
That's right. But anyway, so you've been playing and performing how long?
Well, I started kind of starting to play around a little bit when I was 17 or 18 years old. So it's been 15, 18 years, maybe a little longer than that.
Wow. Well, you are a talented guy. I love the album. Yeah. And if I'm not mistaken, this album doesn't drop until what? May the 17th? Am I correct in that?
That's right. May the 17th. So it's coming up pretty quick.
Yeah,
coming up pretty quick. And people around the world are getting to hear music from Cowboy Moon, a ahead of everybody else. And we're going to get to another song from Cowboy Moon right now. It's called Magnolia Wind. Zach, you want to tell us anything about this song?
Yeah, so this is actually a Guy Clark song, and it's my favorite. I've been a Guy fan for my whole life, but I don't normally do cover songs on my records, but I've just been in love with this song for 10-plus years and finally got a chance to put it on a record. So
it's awesome.
Well, it is a great song. It is from the soon-to-be-released album Cowboy Moon. We'll be back and talk with Zach McGinn in just a moment on Live from Nashville.
Like a bum on the street, in a fine feather bed. Well, that's your little old cold feet. I'd rather be deaf, dumb and stone blind, than to know that your mornings will never be mine. I'd rather not walk through the garden again if I can't catch your scent on a magnolia wind. Go, sis, just pack up your fiddle, sis, pack up your bow. If I can't dance with you, then I won't dance at all. Just sit this one out with my back to the wall. I'd rather not hear pretty music again if I can't catch your fiddle on a magnolia wind. Young than live without you. I'd rather go hungry than eat lonesome stew. Just once in a lifetime, and it won't come again. Now it's here and it's gone. Rather not walk through the garden again if I can't catch your scent on a magnolia wind. If I can't catch your fiddle on a magnolia wind.
talking with Zach McGuinn today. That is from his album, Cowboy Moon. You're listening to Live from Nashville, heard around the world on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and most streaming platforms. Just search for Equestrian Legacy Radio. Well, Zach, there are so many questions that I have that I want to ask you about, but I think the first question I want to ask is, how did you and Coulter Wall get hooked up? Because I know you've opened for him at several shows.
Yeah, so Coulter and I actually have a mutual friend that kind of grew up in my neck of the woods that he runs around with quite a bit here in Texas, and then we actually met in Abilene at the Western Heritage Classic over there a handful of years ago, and we got linked up to kind of pick around with some guitars after the event one evening and kind of hit it off from there and just kind of became buddies. And then a year or two later, we started kind of doing some shows together. I was fortunate enough to get asked out on the road with him a few times. But he's a good guy, and he's continued to take care of me every time we're out with him.
Well, that's pretty cool. So, and Coulter being from Canada, and then of course we were opening the show today with Cor Blund from Canada. So there's some cowboys up there.
Good ones.
Yeah, some real good ones. Ryan Fritz is a good friend. I don't know if you know Ryan or not, but he's an award-winning singer songwriter, a real cowboy.
Very cool.
But you said that get a good signal today, you had to get out in your truck, and I was thinking when you said that, I can remember Ryan was on the show, and he had just been given a calf and enema in a barn somewhere. Had to try to find a spot where he could get a signal. That happens.
It does, you know, such is life out here in the Wild West. You know, it's never really a dull moment. There's always something to do.
That's right. That is right. So you said you spent some time in Nashville. So talk to us a little bit about your Nashville time.
Yeah. So I had a touring band that kind of played Texas and Red Dirt Country for 9 or 10 years. And we would come up and do showcases probably 2 or 3 times a year there for about a 5-year stretch. So, but love Nashville, love the music scene, love the people, and love the barbecue. Yeah. Man, you guys are doing it right up there. And that's saying a lot coming from a Texas boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. We took Kristen Harris and her husband out for barbecue when they were up for the Josie Awards earlier this year. Mm-hmm. And she was kind of impressed. You know, she's a Texas girl. She was kind of impressed with our barbecue.
You know, the Texans can tend to be a bit judgy about when it comes to barbecue, you know, but I'll hand it to you guys. You got it going on.
It is not bad. We're going to get to the title cut from Cowboy Moon. And so tell us about the album. How did this come together? How did you select the songs to go on the album? Because it's a great album. People are going to love getting it.
Thank you. Yeah, so this record, it took me a little longer than most records to make. Like I said, I had a touring band for several years, and then we came off the road and were taking a break, and I'd come home to go back to work on the ranch full time, and I kind of just took a break from the guitar for a little while, and then when I picked it back up, I've always loved Western music and been influenced by the cowboy culture my entire life. And so I had really just kind of decided that I wanted to do a little bit more of a solo project on the side and just write some of the songs that I've really been wanting to write for a long time. So that's kind of how Cowboy Moon was born. I wrote probably 15 or 20 songs for this record originally. And then I kind of pared it down to the 11 that's on there. And I cut it in Stephenville, Texas, at a guy named Larry Joe Taylor's place. It's called Melody Mountain Studios. And I worked with some friends of mine, Josh Serrato and Ben Hussey. They produced the record. And pretty much three of us put it all together. And we tracked it over the course of a couple weeks. Now, I say a couple weeks, but it took me about 4 or 5 years to find the 2 weeks to get it all put together.
Gosh. Well, sometimes it's that way, and sometimes it's really, really quick. But the album is great. This is Cowboy Moon. It is the title cut. We'll be back and talk more with Zach McGinn in just a moment on Live from Nashville.
There's a cowboy moon hanging way up high. Way out here you can hear the coyotes cry. They sing their lonesome lullaby. And it echoes down the canyons of my mind. Well, I see stars. How they dance like bucking horses in the sky. Burn so bright. In the dreams of a dreamer such as I. My mind's eye. Night I'll fly. Night I'll fly. Now I'm riding with the wild ones, if only in my mind. Back before the barbed wire, in another place and time. We crossed the raging river, pushing a thousand set of horns. Heading up north for Montana, trying to outrun the storm. Well, I spur my pony onward, time to get myself in gear. As I drift back off to dreaming, I can see it all so clear. Lusty stars, how they dance like bucking horses in the sky. Burn so bright, in the dreams of a dream such as I. My mind's eye, night I'll fly, night I'll fly. Quiet down your mind. They come 100 years before you, and 100 before that. Long before the coyotes, cattle drives, and cowboy hats. So son, don't sell your saddle, don't hawk the old guitar. Keep your grandpa's shotgun and some money in the jar. Keep your mind in the middle, your eyes up towards the sky. Don't forget to watch the sunset, and remember you can fly.
One, two.
Well, I see stars. Hell, they dance like bucking horses in the sky. Burn so bright. In the dreams of a dreamer such as I. My mind's eye. Night I'll fly, my mind's eye, night I'll fly. There's a cowboy moon hanging way up high. Way out here you can hear the coyotes cry.
That's a great song. I can see those little boys. Do you know,
yeah.
Zach, we want to try and get to as much music as we can, but the thing that I'm really loving about your music is it feels like it's authentic to the region that you live in, to the life that you're living. And as you writing more towards a Western audience as opposed to a country audience, did you feel that shift in yourself artistically? Is it ringing more true to you, or do you kind of miss the honky-tonk sound? I mean, musically, how are you feeling about your new sound? I'm assuming
so
it's a new sound. I didn't hear your old material.
Yeah, so the other stuff was a little more, you know, guitar and fiddle-driven, and it was all definitely country. But, you know, I was kind of born into this lifestyle, and so I've ranched my whole life. So it comes pretty natural to me as far as that goes. I guess now it just feels good to be able to write these kind of songs. I guess I've always kind of written,
yeah.
Never really put them out with the band. And now that I'm kind of able to do my solo project, I'm getting that opportunity. But this is just what I've always wanted to do, you know? So it's just, it's finally time, you know?
Yeah. I love that. I love that. We're going to get to the next song because I really want to try. I want our audience to hear as many songs as they can. And we really do have to have you back, especially after the album drops on May 17th. But Gary, can we cue up? The next song, I believe, is a song that you wrote for your beautiful, and I'm not kidding, a beautiful wife, Rachel.
She most definitely is.
You know, she
like
just
I
has.
Like I told you guys earlier, I outkicked my coverage for sure on that.
She has an inner beauty that shines through. And not only is she physically beautiful, but she just, and you guys together, it was just an honor to meet you. These are some folks that it's just a real pleasure to get to know. And so we have a song that you wrote. It's a love song. And should you want to tell us a little bit about this song before we play it?
Yeah, sure. So I wrote this song for my wife, and you are right. She does have so much inner beauty. She's most definitely the best person that I know. But I've only written one love song, and this is it. And like I said earlier, she kind of likes to give me a few jabs about that. You know, my older stuff was probably a little more sad country songs. But I actually wrote this for her for our wedding, and I played it at our reception. So,
oh wow,
a lot of closeness for this one. It it hits home. So it's a very important song to me, and I know that she likes it.
Well, our audience is going to like this. This is All My Days. It's Rachel's song. We're talking with Zach McGann today on Live from Nashville.
Thought that I had been around, thought that I had seen some things, never seen anything like you. Well, it rattled me like thunder, and it dropped me to my knees, and I told myself that I had to make you mine. Well, I guess that I just knew it from the first time that I met you. I was born to love you all my days. Don't need rhyme or reason, just take my hand, leave it. We'll walk through the sunshine and the rain. With every changing season, oh, it's you that I've been needing. Oh, until we're old and gray. Whoa, for all my days. Look at you, I see my future staring back at me, and I can see that the best is yet to come. Oh, and girl, it ain't no secret, you are the light that guides my way. You are the one thing that brings me back home. Well, like I said, I just knew it from the first time that I met you. I was born to love you all my days. Don't need rhyme or reason, just take my hand and leave it. We'll walk through sunshine and the rain. With every changing season, oh, it's you that I've been needing. Oh, until we're old and gray. All my days. Here we are together with our family and friends. This is the day I've waited for so long. This is the day I make you mine. This is the day we stay forever. This is the day the two hearts will collide. Well, I guess that I just knew it from the first time that I met you. I was born to love you all my days. Don't need rhyme or reason, just take my hand, believe it. We'll walk through sunshine and the rain. With every changing season, oh, it's you that I've been needing. Oh, until we're old and gray. Whoa, for all my days.
Again, and I'm just going to call this Rachel's song. That's a beautiful, beautiful song.
That is perfect. Thank you.
There you go. Well, Zach, thanks so much for being with us today and sharing this new album. And again, this album is Cowboy Moon. It will drop on May the 17th. So be sure and get your copy of that. And give us your website, Zach.
So it's just ZachMcGinn.com, ZackMcGinn, and you can find me on Instagram. It's probably the other place to get a hold of me. I do a little bit of stuff on Facebook. My wife called me technologically challenged, so I get on and kind of spread the news as much as I can. But, yeah, probably the website or my Instagram might be the two best places to find me.
All right, so ZackMcGinn.com.
Yes.
Go ahead, Mary Kay.
What can the fans do to help support the release of your new album that will be dropping on May 17th? What's the most helpful thing that we can do as fans?
Oh, the most helpful thing you can do is listen to it and share it with your friends or post it online. Just give me a little tag on somewhere, but I think that's the best thing you can do is go listen to it.
Okay,
I don't really
so
care
tune
about
in,
popularity
listen,
so
and
much.
Share.
I just want folks to hear it.
Well, we'll do that.
And it would not hurt any artist's feelings if you bought the album. So I will just encourage you to buy the album.
That would be all right with me.
That kind of helps, too.
Oh, for sure.
We're going to close out this segment with Mason County. Tell us about this act before we play it.
Okay, so I grew up in Mason, Texas. Called the Gem of the Hill Country. It's pretty much right in the dead center of Texas. Beautiful, lots of live oak trees, big river that runs on the outskirts of town. It's just a very, very special place, and if you've ever been there, you know. But it's a place that I hold very near and dear to my heart, and I've kind of wanted to write a song, a little open love letter to it for a long time, and so this was my offering. So just, yeah. Beautiful country.
Great
beautiful
song.
People over there. Yeah. Thank you.
Beautiful song. So this is Mason County. This is from the album Cowboy Moon. And Zach McGinn, you have been a great guest. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Well, thank you guys very much for having me. I enjoyed the visit.
All right.
Thanks, Zach. Have a great day.
You too.
Hope there's nothing much left of me. Hope that I squeeze all the life out and push it till the end. Leave it all out on the table. Leave it all out in the field. Hope I say all I need to say. Feel all that I can feel. Can't take it with you when you go. My friend, that is real. Can't take it with you when you go. My friend, that is real. If I die in West Texas, bury me in Mason County, for that's where I get my roots from. It's where I learn how to grow. Putting me 6 feet beneath the oak trees that run beside the river, or in amongst the wildflowers that dance along the road. Back roads down to swimming holes, back porch. are picking where the stars come out shining like a hill country rain. Oh, it's such a cleansing thing. It's the closest thing to heaven down here on earth I've found. Of blue bonnet in the springtime running wild. There's just something about this place that sets the soul on fire. Sweeter than a midnight prayer, spreading wings and taking flight. Sweeter than a midnight prayer, spreading wings and taking flight. So if I die in West Texas, bury me in Mason County, for that's where I get my roots from. It's where I learned how to grow, putting me 6 feet beneath the oak trees that run beside the river, or in amongst the wildflowers that dance along the road, or in amongst the wildflowers that dance along the road.
To Live from Nashville, and we want to thank a few of our fine sponsors. Those are the sponsors you'll find on our website at equestrianlegacy.net. Those are the sponsors you'll find in the general store, where you'll find everything for the horse lover and those that just love the Western and equestrian lifestyle, and also our Legacy Select horse campgrounds and guest ranches for the finest riding in North America. Be sure and visit our Legacy Select horse campgrounds and guest ranches. You'll find all of those on our website at equestrianlegacy.net. Well, our next guest is a good friend, another boy from Texas, but now calling Nashville home, Mr. Bobby Marquez, and he's going to join us to talk about something very special coming up in just a couple of weeks, an event called Country with Heart. But right now, let's take a listen to a song from Bobby. It's called She's Not from Texas.
Two-stepping in a honky-tonk in Beaumont, in walked the most beautiful girl that I had ever seen in my whole life. With a smile that was out of this world, right away I knew that she's different. When I looked in her eyes, I could see everything on earth I've ever wanted. And as we danced, it slowly dawned on me, she's not from Texas, she's from heaven. Lone Star Angel sent God above. She's not from Texas, she's from heaven. From the first hello, I was so in love. We held each other close while the band played. We talked and laughed about all kinds of things. The magic way we floated round the dance floor. made me sure she must be hiding weeds. I thank the man upstairs who sent her to me, even though I knew it was a loan. Promised him that I'd take good care of her till the day she had to go back home. She's not from Texas, she's from heaven. Lone Star Angel sent God above. She's not from Texas, she's from heaven. From the first hello, I was so in love. Here we go. She's not from Texas, she's from heaven. A Lone Star Angel sent God above. She's not from Texas, she's from heaven. From the first hello, I was so in love. Yeah, from the first hello, I was so in love.
Oh, yeah. That's Mr. Bobby Marquez. She's not from Texas. Bobby is a good friend and has a heart that is as big as his smile, almost. And we're going to talk about country with heart. Welcome to the show, Bobby Marquez.
Hey, Gary. Hey, Mary Kay. Y'all doing all right?
Hey, we're great.
Good.
Listening to, She's Not From Texas on the other side, and I was like, wow, that's a young Bobby Marquez.
It's a great song. It's a great song. You sound the same.
I sounded like I was, what, 23 years old right there?
That sounds about right. That sounds about right. Just about 2 years ago, I guess. You know, anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah, 2 years ago.
So you have your 10th annual? Did I read that right? The 10th annual?
Yeah,
annual
the 10th
Country with
annual.
Heart benefit?
And, yeah, we were going through everything that we were looking through over the years, you know, and last year we had it as the 8th annual show, and I kept looking at our all the
I noticed
then.
That.
I go, and I told my wife, I said, Jennifer, do you know that it's our 10th annual show? And she goes, no, it's going to be our 9th. And I said, no, it's not, honey. I said, if you look back on the thing, when COVID hit, we had a virtual show.
Oh, wow.
And we had that at the Ernest Cub Midnight Jamboree, and we had Wade Hayes, Clint Black, Mark Wills, and we all had them.
Wow.
We had it live on, you know, on Facebook. But we,
wow.
Of course, we didn't have no crowd. There was no crowd. And so,
right.
And she was like, oh, my gosh, you are right. It is our 10th annual. I said, yep, it sure is.
Oh, gosh.
Isn't
well,
that
that's
crazy?
Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. 10 years. So and you've got a great lineup. We're going to talk about that in just a minute. But Bobby, how did you start Country with Heart? What was the trigger for that?
So I guess over the years, you know, I've did a bunch of shows with St. Jude. You know, I did the Rock and Roll Marathon. We did the St. Jude Buck Creek Trail Ride over in West Tennessee. So I had always done a bunch of stuff for St. Jude over the years, but it didn't really start until I was doing a show down in Tunica, Mississippi at Sam's Town Casino. And I had this young kid who would always come to my shows. And he was always coming up there, and he was always, like, you know, right up in front of the stage and yelling and everything else. And I was like, gosh, who is this kid, you know? So after one of my shows one day, I went down and I talked to him and everything, and then he introduced me to his parents, and we got to talking and come to know that he was a St. Jude kid. And he was battling cancer pretty much all his whole life. The cancer would come, it would go away, come back, go away. And I had, over the years, I had a bunch of legends of country music during CMA Festival, where they were always trying to find a place to play. But
right.
They never could find any places to play during CMA Festival. And so I thought, well, you know what? Maybe I can put a benefit together during the CMA Festival weekend somewhere where we can kind of do both. We can raise money for St. Jude, And then at the same time, we can give some of the legends of country music a place to perform. And I wanted it to kind of be like the old fanfare where, you know, where fans would come out and they get to meet the stars up front and get their autograph, take pictures, and just have a big fun time. And that's what I was able to do over the years. And, of course, we switched some venues. You know, we used to have it at the Nashville Palace, and then of course, we switched over to the Nashville Nightlife Dinner Theater now, which we have a sit-down dinner as well. And it's just been a great 10 years. You know, when we first started, I couldn't even imagine, because I kept telling my wife, I kept telling her, I said, you know, if we hit 10 years, that's going to be pretty amazing, because I couldn't even imagine even hitting 10 years. And here we are. All of a sudden, the 10 years are hitting, and I'm like, oh, my goodness, we've done it for 10 years now. I cannot believe it. That's how good God is. You know, when you're doing something great, for a great cause, you know, he always blesses it all the time. And I'll tell you what, it's been a great 10 years so far.
Was that young man, Petey?
Petey Northup was the kid. And of course, you know, we lost Petey a couple of years ago. His cancer came back and took his life. And, you know, I keep doing this every year in his honor every year. And I promised his parents that I would do that. And as long as I can keep this show going, I'm going to keep it going and keep trying to raise money for other kids who are sick out there. And I'm going to do whatever I can to raise as much money as I can.
That's awesome, Bobby.
That's phenomenal.
Gary, the picture of Bobby Marquez on our Facebook, is that
that's
with
Petey.
Picture with Petey?
That's Petey. That's
oh,
Petey.
Okay. Well, I was going to say I've been to two of these events, and I love the title of the concert, because it is a concert that really does have heart. It just lifts your spirits to be there. Music is amazing. You and Jennifer are the perfect host and hostess. And
thank you, Mary.
You guys do a great
that.
Job. And it just makes you feel good to be there. So, you know,
well, and that's,
to
that's
get
what we
ticket.
Wanted to do. We wanted to for fans to come out and have a good time and make it a home feel. You know, being there, we didn't want it to be for, you know, where they're running artists, you know, out of the way and can't meet with fans. And we want, I always tell every artist that does a show, I tell them, look, if you're going to be on this show, this is what I expect. And this is what I would love for you to do. Meet with the fans, meet with the kids, take pictures, sign autographs, you know, and just have some fun. I don't want it to be uptight. Or they're rushing artists. That's not what I wanted at this show.
Yeah.
Because that's not what it's all about. We're trying to raise as much money as we can for the kids and, you know, and have it a happy time as well, you know. We don't want
anybody
mad.
Great experience
you know,
for the audience, too. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I have to say that's true. Your artists do. They linger and they have pictures. They visit. It's a great time.
Well, you know, and that was the reason why we came up with the title Country with Heart, because all the country artists that come out every year to do our show, that's the first thing they'll tell me, you know, I don't want no money. I want to be here. I want to do this for the kids. We're going to donate our time. And, you know, however long you need us, we're here. You just tell us what we need to do, how many songs we need to do, what we need to do. And we do it. And that's why we called it, you know, Country with Heart, because all these country artists, they have such a big heart to give back to the community.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a pretty cool lineup that you have this year. So why don't you tell us a little bit about who's going to be performing this time?
So last year, you know, we had Leroy Parnell. He was scheduled last year, but he had a conflicting date at the last minute. So he promised me that he was going to come back this year and reschedule, and he did. So we've got the great Leroy Parnell who's going to be performing. We just added, oh, my goodness, I could not believe that we just added these two artists to the lineup. Going to be there.
Oh, that's amazing.
I'm so excited. And we got the great John Conley, Grand Ole Opry star John Conley. It's going to be a great show. Plus, we got Rex Allen Jr., Western Country Music Hall of Famer.
Yes.
Barbara Fairchild, who's got a new album out right now. She's going to be doing the show. We also have Brady Seals from the group Little Texas. He's going to be singing some of the songs he wrote for Little Texas, some of the biggest
awesome.
He had. We've got a Country Music Hall of Famer. Charlie McCoy is going to be there playing the harmonica. He's also going to be there. And then we've got Jason Coleman, who is Floyd Kramer's grandson, is going to be playing with Charlie McCoy. They're going to be doing some renditions of some music, playing to the dinner crowd. And then we also have, who am I missing? Oh, Jonathan Bond, who is a great gospel, Grammy-nominated gospel artist, is going to be there. And I'm going to be doing a few songs as well, too, you know, for everybody.
And our buddy Wood Newton. Wood Newton.
Yeah. See, almost forgot Wood Newton's going to be there. Wood Newton's written so many hit songs from Riding with Private Malone to 20 Years Ago for Kenny Rogers. And, you know, me and Wood have written a few songs over the years. And so it's going to be a great time. And then we also added Alan Rohde is going to be in one of the rounds with Wood Newton and Rex Allen Jr. Alan Rohde is a good songwriter. He wrote some songs for the Oak Ridge Boys. He's going to be there. And then I got confirmation today that I have another big superstar that's going to be added to the country with Hartford 2024. But I am not going to say anything until the next more couple of days. We're going to put out a press release. But it's going to be another big name that's going to be added to the show. So
that's awesome.
It's going to be a blowout show this year. We've got so many artists. Yeah, so get your tickets. If you're looking to try and get tickets, get them now because it's going to be a packed show, and we're going to be heading towards a sellout this year.
That's fantastic.
That's
so now, how can they get tickets? How can they get tickets?
So if you go to the event,
$40 online, $50 at the door. Is that right? Better get them online.
That's right. $40 online, $50 at the door, and if they go to eventbrite.com, and that's event and then BRITE.com and search for Country with Heart, and you can purchase tickets, or you can go to my Facebook page or my website, BobbyMarquez.com. I'll have a link there where you can purchase, or you can go to my Facebook page, Facebook.com/BobbyMarquezMusic, and there's a link there where a lot of people are going in there and clicking on the link and purchasing tickets. And if you're not at the show and you can't make it to the show, there's also a donate button when you go in there and you click on the link where you go to purchase tickets, you can donate to St. Jude. So there's no excuse for anybody not to donate out there because, you know, the donate button is there and you can still donate. I don't care if it's $1, $2. You know, every dollar goes to help a child. So
every
dollar.
And you have an auction too, don't you?
It costs, well, St. Jude was telling me at one time that it costs $10,000 a day to help a child.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow. It is crazy. Now you're having an auction as well, aren't you, Bobby?
Yeah, so we're gonna have a silent auction as well, and we've got a lot of great items from Guy Gilchrist. You know, he did a lot of stuff with the Muppets. You know, he drew all the Muppets and their cartoons and stuff. He's gonna be there. He's not gonna be there. He's actually we've got some of his stuff that's gonna be auctioned off. And then we have Lee Greenwood gave us an acoustic guitar from his brand that he signed that's going to be auctioned off. We've got a Donna Fargo rodeo felt hat, very expensive felt hat that she actually wore on one of her tours that is going to be auctioned off. And we've got some other great items too as well that's going to be auctioned off. So it's going to be a great auction. And also we have, of course, you know, we're going to have the dinner. It's going to be provided by the venue. It's not going to be provided by us. But people can purchase a meal, and I believe it's $25 for the meal, and that includes the whole meal, dessert, and all you can drink, tea and coffee and all that kind of stuff there, sodas and all that kind of stuff for the rest of the night. So it's going to be a great night.
It is going to be fantastic, and it's going to be a great time. Be a great, great show. So many talented people that are going to be performing. And give you an opportunity to get out and see the show and maybe meet some of your favorite artists while you're there. And I'm sure that there would be a few folks that would like to meet Mr. Bobby Marquez while he is there.
And well, you know, there's a lot of folks that come out every year, and you know, we're just so blessed and to have great fans out there that come out there to support, you know, what we're doing. And I can't thank them enough. And I can't thank my sponsors enough. Workout Anytime 24/7 has been doing it for the last 10 years. And we also added another sponsor this year. We added Springer Mountain Farms Chicken, Gus Arendelle. is helping sponsor the show this year.
Amazing.
He's going to be there as well too. So yeah, it's going to be a great show. And like I said, I'm so happy that that we got to 10 years and I'm just elated so far.
Well, it's absolutely amazing.
Awesome.
You are doing a great job. 10 years, Country with Heart, Bobby Marquez, with a little help from Jennifer Herron, I might add.
That's right. That's right.
just a little bit of help. Actually, if I'm going to see Country with Heart, Jennifer Herron would be one that I would want to meet, guys. So just what I'm
absolutely. I couldn't do it without her. You know, she does everything behind the scenes and doesn't get enough credit for what she does, and I'm just kind of the face of everything, and I get all the credit, and I don't do as much as she does, and I couldn't do all this stuff without her, and she's the one that makes everything roll.
Well, you are a great couple, and like Zach and I said in the first part of the show, both of us, Bobby, married above ourselves, so.
We did.
You did too.
We're
blessed. You guys are good men. You guys are good men, and we love you. And you're being kind to say that about me, at least. But
hey, I want to last year, one of the celebrity performers that was there is a guy named Johnny Rodriguez, and
yes.
You and Johnny did a great song called Riding My Thumb to Mexico. How did you meet Johnny?
You know, I had, Johnny was like one of my heroes growing up. I had always listened to his music growing up, but I had actually met him through my wife because my wife had, when she worked at a radio station in San Antonio, Texas, Johnny used to call in to her radio show and request songs. So every time that Johnny would call in, you know, they would chit-chat back and forth, and they became friends. And so when I met Jennifer, you know, she had introduced me to Johnny when I was down there. And we were just kind of acquaintances, you know. We weren't, like, really good friends like we are now. But over the years, when he came up to Nashville, the CMA Festival had wanted me to put on a show called the Hispanic Block. I think it was Block Party or something like that. So I was able to go get Johnny Rodriguez and some other artists that we had on the show. And that's how it kind of all started. When he came here for that CMA Festival, we went and recorded a couple songs together, and then we just became friends over the years. And, you know, we talked to each other on the phone every now and then, and just a great guy and a great artist over the years. Legendary artist, let's put it that way.
Legendary. He is a legend.
He should be in the Hall of Fame.
He is. It should be. And he did a great job, great performance last year. But this is a great song, and it's called Riding My Thumb to Mexico. It's Bobby Marquez and Johnny Rodriguez. We did not give the date for Country with Heart, Bobby. What is the date for the show?
I was just looking it up.
Yeah, what is the date for the show?
It's going to be June the 8th. June the 8th, it's going to be from 5 o'clock p.m. The doors are going to open about 4:30. The show is going to start at 5 o'clock and going to run all the way to 9 or 9:30, and it's going to be at the Nashville Nightlife Dinner Theater here in Nashville.
Okay. Well, it is a great show. I'm glad we got the date in there for people that are listening out
there
around the world that might want to come. You know, it's good to know when that June the 8th is on Saturday night, June the 8th. And it's going to be a great evening. So, again, go to Eventbrite, look up Country with Heart, get your tickets in advance. And, Bobby Marquez, we hope to see you down there, my friend.
Well, I hope you guys can make it out. It's going to be a fun time. And, I'm looking forward to it. It always comes and goes so fast, you know, every year. But we always enjoy it, and we always try to raise as much money as we can for the kids. That's the main thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, great job that you've done. And again, it's the 10th annual Country with Heart. And we've been talking with Bobby Marquez, a good friend. We're going to listen to a song that he did with Johnny Rodriguez called Riding My Thumb to Mexico. We'll be back in just a moment on Live from Nashville. Thanks, Bobby.
Thank you, Bobby.
This old highway seems so long to when you're going where you've been, and a lonesome song can make you cry. time and time again. If I'd listened to a friend of mine 10 years ago today, I'd have a better job than what I got today.
But the billboards on the highways and the brake lights on the cars made me jump out on the highway with my bag and my guitar. If she comes or if she goes, it doesn't matter anymore, 'cause I'm riding my thumb to Mexico.
Riding my thumb to Mexico.
It don't matter when or how I go. I'll ride this thumb till I see her again. So I'm riding my thumb to Mexico. Well, the reason why she left me's not the reason that I'm here. I'm a traveling kind of man, just need a change of atmosphere.
If there's any place I haven't been at all, that's where I'll go. So I'm riding my thumb to Mexico.
Riding my thumb to Mexico.
It don't matter when or how I go. I'll ride this thumb until I see her again. So I'm riding my thumb to Mexico.
Well, you're listening to Live from Nashville, heard around the world on EquestrianLegacy.net, also on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcast, Spotify, and most streaming platforms. Just search for Equestrian Legacy Radio. When we come back, we're going to be talking with another young lady who is a Texan, and that is Mary Kay. But right now, we're going to listen to a great song that she did called Ride a Wide Circle. We'll be right back.
It's the kind of stillness felt only before dawn. He knows just from there he'll throw his side along. He shakes the bridle and she huffs a hello. He likes a easy gait when there's many a mile to go. Hot summer morning, slow trot to the ridge. He feels her power beneath him, but the balance is all his. And he'll ride a wide circle, checking stock and making plans. 'Cause he's got dreams tied hard and fast, and they hold him to this land. Yes, he'll ride a wide circle, and today he'll ride alone. In a saddle that's no rich man's trophy, it's a working man's throne. He doctors cattle, but he is no physician. He hums a James Taylor tune, but he is no musician. He rides the fence line his daddy's daddy rode before. The same big sapphire ceiling, the same sweet grass. Cowboy life will take from him a little blood and sweat each day. But for a third generation American dream, that's a paltry price to pay. So he'll ride that wide circle, checking stock and making plans. 'Cause he's got dreams tied hard and fast, and they hold him to this land. Yes, he'll ride grace now his own. May his circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by. There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. May the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by. There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. In the sky, so he'll ride that white circle.
Mary Kay Holt, Ride a Wide Circle, and that was the award-winning Wrangler single of the year. Do you remember what year, Mary Kay?
No, I don't.
2015. 2015.
Mm.
That's been 9 years ago. That has been 9 years ago. You were just a child. You were just a child.
A wee infant baby.
A wee infant baby. But we want to talk just a little bit about the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum,
yes,
and the Wrangler Award Show. And I may ask you a question you may not know. Do you remember how long ago they started that award show? Wasn't that 60 some odd years ago?
It was quite a while ago. And, of course, Oklahoma City is the home of the, used to be the National Cowboy Museum, and now it's the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum, which includes,
right,
all the different heritages and cultures of the American West. And so they honor once a year the arts, Western music, and literature, film. And it's really become the Oscars of Western culture. It's a big event, lots of, you know, people of, I guess,
celebrities
stars.
There.
A lot of celebrities there. But also,
yeah,
you know, just people that just want to get together and enjoy an evening of celebrating the West.
Well, and it's actually more than just a meeting, because that it actually starts on Friday, doesn't it? And they have,
it does.
They
it's
have
a
seminars
weekend.
And yeah, so it's like a weekend event. And so they have things that are going on Friday. They have interviews that are being done and conducted.
Yeah.
I think this year it was an interview with Reba McEntire, and was Mo Brings Plenty in on,
yes,
that as well?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
no,
and,
actually it was, anyway.
Keith Carradine.
Keith Carradine, yes.
Yeah, Reba McEntire and Keith Carradine. And so they both received awards from the Western Heritage Museum for the Wrangler Awards as well. But anyway, it's kind of an honor to be even nominated there, just like Zach was, our first guest today on the show, for a single. And it's pretty cool. But you have two Wrangler Awards. Then I'm actually sitting here looking at one of those right now. And that's for another award that you received in 2017. And we're going to play a song from the album of the year that you received the award for in 2017. And that is Take Me Back to Texas. But a good friend of ours, Ranger Doug Green of Riders in the Sky, won the award this year for the single of the year, and that is for Shelter of the Wildwood. And do you remember how long it had been since Ranger Doug had received his last award?
I don't remember.
1992, I believe, was the last. Was, many of our listeners were not even born in 1992, I think.
Yeah.
But I think that was the third award, and Ranger Doug did such a great job, and he was so appreciative and also giving recognition to Riders in the Sky, his three compadres. He just did a great job. But Shelter of the Wildwood is the song that he received the award for. We're going to take a listen to that right now and come back and talk more with Mary Kay about the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum and the Wrangler Award Show when we come back.
Awesome.
On Live from Nashville.
When the work's all done in autumn and the roundup time is over, I'll be riding for a cabin nestled in a field of clover, where her open arms are waiting to enfold this hairy rover, waiting in the shelter of the wildwood. Not far off the trail is a leafy vale, where the everlasting hills have always stood. When the leaves turn to gold and the wind smells of snow, I'll be riding for the shelter of the wildwood. And the gate will need some mending. The barn will take a coat of paint. The roof will need some tending. I've got time and money, and my jeans are down the trail I'm wending for the cabin in the shelter of the wildwood. Not far off the trail is a leafy vale, where the everlasting hills have always stood. When the leaves turn to gold and the wind smells of snow, I'll be riding for the shelter of the wildwood.
Think I can hit that note yodeling, Mary Kay. That's
now that is some yodeling.
That's some yodeling. Ranger
and that's some
Doug of Riders.
Great song.
That is a great song. Great song. Well, there's so many talented people that are there. So you have been several years as one of the celebrity presenters. And of course you've won a couple of awards. I never will forget, I think
I saw you receive.
I think it must have been the last one. Must have been Take Me Back to Texas award. Was it? What was?
Yeah, I think it was my second Wrangler award. They called my name. This is televised. They called my name, and I was nowhere to be found. I was in the restroom. And so someone came running into the restroom. Mary Kay, your award is right now. So I went running toward the auditorium and came in through the back, made a grand entrance to receive my award. And that night, everyone laughed about it. And in fact, the lady that I was visiting with in the bathroom, she also won an award that night and told everybody that it was her fault. I was not in there. But years later, so I still hear about it. People will say, hey, I was there the night that you were in the bathroom when you got your award.
That is funny. That is funny. And R.W. Hampton and Trinity Seeley, I think, were presenting.
Yes.
Two of our friends were presenting you the award.
Uh-huh.
And I
I'm
was
glad
watching
they didn't
it.
Get
I was I was at home watching it, and it was like I was cracking up,
where
particularly
is
at
she?
R.W. because R.W. is a hoot anyway. And, it was hilarious. Well, it's quite an honor to receive a Wrangler. We have several friends that have received the awards for multiple categories. And it's just really cool to be able to see these guys. And as you said, it's like the Oscars. It is a black tie affair. It's black tie and blue jeans, really.
Yes.
You go to the Western Heritage Awards. But it's a ton of fun. So you've had people like, who are some of the actors that have received awards, Mary Kay?
Oh, no, you're going to make my brain work? Honey, you're going to have
who stars
to, you're
in
the
Blue
fan
Bloods?
Of...
Who stars in Blue Bloods?
No, don't make me think. Tom Selleck.
Tom Selleck, Sam Elliott.
Sam Elliott, yes.
That's right. Who won it 2 years ago? Do you remember?
Babe, that makes it even harder.
Anyway, Pete Coors of Coors Brewing received an award a couple of years ago. There are just so many people that are there receiving awards for various things, and it's kind of a cool deal. And Taylor Sheridan, is that his name? Taylor Sheridan?
Yes.
With Yellowstone received an award a couple of years ago while I was there. So it's a lot of fun. But again, you get to see so many people and so many people that you know or that you've known through social media or whatever. It's just a ton of fun to get out and go there. But one of the awards that was given this year was for Album of the Year. And Dave Alexander won that award. It is a beautiful, beautiful album. And the title of the album is From the Saddle to the Symphony Hall. And one of the songs that he has on there is a song you're all going to know. And it's called You Don't Know Me. We're going to take a listen to that and come back on Live from Nashville.
And then you say hello. I can hardly speak. My heart is beating so. And anyone can tell. You think you know me well. You don't know me. No, you don't know the one who dreams of you at night and longs to kiss your lips and longs to hold you tight. To you I'm just a friend, that's all I've ever been. You don't know me. I never knew the art of making love, though my heart aches with love for you. Afraid and shy to let my chance go by, the chance that you might love me too. You give your hand to me and then you say goodbye. I watch you walk away beside that lucky guy. You never never, never know the one who loves you so. You don't know me. Though my heart aches with love for you, afraid and shy to let my chance go by, the chance that you might love me too. You give your hand to me and then you say goodbye, and I watch you walk away. Not that lucky guy. You'll never, never know the one who loves you so. You don't know me. You'll never, never know the one who loves you so low. You don't know me.
Dave Alexander, You Don't Know Me.
Stunning.
2024 Album of the Year. From the Saddle to Symphony Hall. Great album. Great album. Great, yes. great album. So it has been so much fun today visiting with Zach again. And first timer on the show. Great, great album, Cowboy Moon, that he has. And then always good to talk with our good friend Bobby Marquez. June the 8th is Country with Heart to benefit St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Go to Eventbrite, look for Country with Heart, and get your tickets for that. So they're $40 in advance online or $50 at the door. There may be none at the door, so you better hurry up and go ahead and get those. But there's a great lineup.
Yeah, I was
Country
just thinking that
Heart.
Too.
Yeah, great, great lineup, Country with Heart. And fun to talk about some of the music at the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Awards and some of the things that they do as well. 2017, for Take Me Back to Texas. Does it even seem possible that it's been seven years?
No, it's just amazing how time just slips by.
And you were stuck in the bathroom. That's also the
issue.
But anyway, we're going to close today with Take Me Back to Texas. But again, we want to thank our sponsors. You'll find those at our website, equestrianlegacy.net, east of Santa Fe for the finest art and collectibles in the Western art world and equestrian art world can be found at east of Santa Fe on our website. Also, our Legacy Select Equestrian Properties. If you're looking for your home on the range or your new ranch or farm, be sure and visit our great realtors that you'll find on our Legacy Select Equestrian Properties. You'll find those, the General Store, Legacy Select Horse Campgrounds, Legacy Select Equestrian Properties, and east of Santa Fe. All of those can be found on our website at equestrianlegacy.net. And thanks for listening today, Mary Kay. It has been a fun show again. We're going to have a fun show coming up on Thursday on the Campfire Cafe in Saddle Up America. We have Ernie Sites, that's going to be joining us, and the old Idaho cowboy who now lives in New York, not the city, but in New York State.
Uh-huh.
And so we'll be visiting with Ernie, going to have a great time visiting with him, sharing some of his music. And then a legendary outfitter, Mr. Smoke Elzer, will be joining us.
Oh, cool.
And there's a new book that has been written about Smoke, but we'll be talking with Mark Himmel, who is the chairman of Backcountry Horsemen of America, along with Smoke Elzer, and we'll discuss his and a little bit about his history in the outfitting in the backcountry. He spent a lot of time in the Bob Marshall Wilderness, and so we're going to have a great time visiting with him as well. But that all comes up on Thursday on the Campfire Cafe in Saddle Up America, and then we'll be right back here next Tuesday for Live from Nashville with my better half, Mary Kay.
Aww.
And let's close the show out today, Mary Kay, with one of your great songs, Take Me Back to Texas. That is from the album by the same name. Mary Kay, love you. Talk to you soon.
I love you too. All right, bye.
Darling, you have popped the question that I have been expecting. But before I answer yes, I have one little request. Take me back to Texas when the blue bonnet blooms. I will be the bride. You can't be the handsome groom. We can hitch our wagon to that lone star above in a state that's as big as I love. Should you take me back in autumn where the hill country rolls? No. Texas when the blue bonnet blooms, and I will be your father.